Hi, I'm Jill Whelan. You might know me better as Vicki Stubing from ABC Television's The Love Boat.
And I'm Leah Mangum, a casting director from Los Angeles. And my husband is Jonathan Mangum, actor-comedian. You might know him from Let's Make a Deal or Whose Line Is It Anyway? And we are your host of Empty Nesters.
Coming up on Lunchtime Conversations right here on Sunshine 96.7 WLMXLP, Radio St. Pete, streaming worldwide.
Hello, welcome to Empty Nesters.
I'm Jill Whelan.
I'm Leah Mangum.
And so we were just talking,
yes, we were.
Leah and I, about how, you know.
Well, we talk all the time.
Right, yes. But this particular subject was just so, yeah. I think we all think about this, is when our kids are getting ready to finally leave the nest and go to college or go to do their jobs, whatever it is they're going to go do. It's all of a sudden like a first date again with your spouse.
Yeah.
Like, you have to relearn who you are without all the distractions that come along with it, whether
it be, absolutely.
You know, doing laundry, having to take the kids there. You don't have date night.
Driving them to the airport. Like, just something as simple as that. I did all the time.
Appointment sex.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's important.
I know.
Yeah.
But once they're gone.
Right.
Like, how do you?
Woo, we're like teenagers all over again, right?
Well, that's so funny because
do anything we want,
right?
Oh my gosh, I'm starting to enjoy this now.
My whole thing was, oh no, they're leaving, and my husband's like, yes. So it's interesting.
There's gonna be a little bit of both, right?
Guys can have maybe a different opinion than we do,
and absolutely,
I really probably should sit down and have this conversation with my husband, but we can have this conversation with Jonathan,
your husband, yeah, absolutely,
because he's here.
Yeah.
So let's just bring in Jonathan Mangum.
There you go.
Star of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, hi.
And also, Let's Make a Deal.
Is this appointment sex? You brought a friend?
All right. Well, this is going to be a whole different kind of conversation.
Jill, we'll talk later.
Good thing it's not improv, because then we have to say yes and.
Oh.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Annie.
Good. So what is your situation? How are you feeling about
this?
This is so uncomfortable. I feel like I shouldn't be here right now, but go ahead. I'll listen.
About the kids finally leaving the nest and all of that. Like, do you have any anxiety?
Like most dads, I will say I am overjoyed that they are done and leaving.
Yeah.
And
but you know what? I know you're joking, but it also allows us, because we're concerned, it allows you to not worry or care. Right?
Yes, I've stopped caring now, so things are much
you
different.
You know what I mean, worrying.
Yeah, it means you've succeeded.
Now
they are free and will become adults, and it's mission success, right?
Yeah, but free just sounds so scary, right?
Well, don't worry, kids, because I've had a couple of boomerangs.
So they
come back.
Yeah.
I mean, coming back is fine, but you want them to go, like, as you want them to fail and make mistakes, because that's how they're going to learn, because we don't teach them anymore. Now they have to learn from making mistakes. So it's kind of like, you know, pushing out of the nest. That's what birds do. They push them, and if they go down, some of them beak first in the dirt, never hear from them again. But
that's why we have extras.
Yes, that's why we have extras. Oh, you mean extra kids?
Yes.
Oh,
not extra nests.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Oh,
that gets
word.
Into a whole different category.
Yes, never thought of that.
Yeah. He tells, this is something he says all the time, you got to let them fail. But gosh, is that hard?
It is.
So hard. And I think you're an amazing parent. You're phenomenal. But the day-to-day does land more on the person that's home or working from home, right?
Yes.
And that's
you.
That is me.
And you did such a great job at that. So I can I can stop caring.
But I'm gonna live with that good job of not having them here.
Like, what do you look forward
to? I wish I sucked a little bit, but go ahead.
What do you guys both look forward to the most?
Easy. Not taking the clothes out of my closet and wearing my shirts and my dress shirts and my belts. I don't have any belts. I can't find any belts. I walk around.
It's
my
like
pants.
You're in prison.
It is. They stole my belts. They steal my shirts. It's really, really disappointing.
They really do.
And to have my own clothing back will be nice.
Nice. And Leah, what do you look forward to the most?
I think it's just knowing that we're alone, right? Because a lot of times we want to talk about them and we can't, because they're like, they might come in.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that. Jonathan starts talking, like, quiet, quiet. They're in the next room. And he's like, I'm just talking. What did I say wrong?
the great irony that Leah tells me to be quiet. I say 8 words a day. And some of the words she tells me is to be quiet.
And it's also, I find that we're always talking like this all the time.
Yeah.
Because you never know a kid's going to walk in and 10 friends.
Yeah.
So I find our conversation to be a little more muted. Oh, you're making me cry.
I think for me, the thing that I'm looking forward to is knowing that when I go into the refrigerator, that the empty milk carton will not be in the refrigerator.
Mm, yeah.
Yes.
That will be fabulous.
Yeah.
I will always know where my power cords are for my phone.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
It'll also be nice, you know, having boys, and you have boys too, is to not have a super crusty sock just on their floor.
Yes. Well, to be actually able to open the door.
Yes.
And not get a waft of boyness.
Yes. Yes.
That's toilet seats clean.
Oh. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I have, honestly, our kids just say, here's our laundry, Mom, and just dump it in the kitchen floor. Somehow that has become the laundry bin.
Or they'll just walk into our closet and take their clothes off and just leave it on the closet floor, too. Do that, too.
Yeah. Well, that's a way to go.
Yeah.
Our bathroom is the bathroom, by the way. Like, they use our bathroom for everything. They have a bathroom, but they use
our bathroom. Why would I poop in my bathroom when I can go poop in yours? And I can't really argue with the logic.
I mean, you should just start pooping in their bathroom.
I've tried. Filthy. You don't want to go in there.
You don't want to go in there.
Exactly. And then you think about, what does their dorm bathroom look like? Because I have experience in that.
Right.
I went to my 28-year-old's dorm bathroom.
Right.
And they don't have a maid service where he went to school.
Yes, right. You mean a mother.
Yes.
I am the maid service.
I actually went to the dollar store and I bought every cleaning supply, gloves, and I brought them in. You're going to think I've cleaned it. No. I gave them to them.
I love that you called the college janitor staff maid service. that's some bougie shit right there, Jill.
Oh, this was a commuter college.
Oh, okay.
We're not talking. His frat house.
Oh.
I actually finally had to call the school who owns it because it was filled with cockroaches.
Oh, my gosh.
We went to cook one night. My sister-in-law and I went to do taco night.
Right.
And we just kind of went, no, we'll do our dishes at home. We're not going to stay.
Right.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, they're pretty gross.
I do have to say something back on the subject of him and I, that, like, we've been going out now, you and I. Normally, he's like, do you want to get dinner? I'm like, what are the kids doing? Like, I need to know what the kids are doing. He's like, just come out to dinner. And now I say, I'm going out to dinner.
Yeah.
Or if you have a show, I'm like, I'm going to the show. And we do this. I'm like, I still like him. Like, I like hanging out with him. I like spending time with him. And that's new. Like, because we haven't, right? You know
what I mean. It's so great.
We've had so many distractions.
No, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
And you're waiting for the time.
I am now back on the focus area.
On my agenda.
I have some attention now. It's nice.
That is so true, because that is such a tricky thing in a marriage. Because when the kids become the whole focus, it's like not watering the garden. And not pruning the garden and doing all the things you need to do to keep the marriage healthy.
And I would want you to have the focus on the kids. I want you to work.
Right? I mean, I work as well, but it allowed you to, you know.
Absolutely.
But it's a sticky wicket if you don't.
Yeah.
If you really don't have an affinity for each other in the beginning, I mean, it's all about respect and like, because I feel the same way about Jeff.
Right.
I like him. I mean, I like being with him. I like hanging out with him.
Right. Yeah.
We learned that in COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where
for sure.
Obviously we couldn't go anywhere. We couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the fact that we all survived okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Is pretty special when you think about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I look forward to spending more time with you.
Well, I look forward to spending more time with you.
Maybe I should leave. I'm not sure. Oh, hello. Get a room.
You guys did a good job of talking about all these pros.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Teaching the kids. Why don't we hit
some
cons?
There are none.
That's what Jeff would say, too. There are none. All right, you tell me what the cons are. And I know the first one is just missing them.
Oh, but there's two special things for me. One thing is when we're all four in the car together. That makes me so happy. I don't care if we're going, you know, it's just to get fish tacos down the street or a sporting event or even just driving around looking at decorations for whatever holiday it is, just to have the four of us in a car joking around, listening to music that we all like to listen to. It's such a wonderful feeling for me to know that everyone's safe and we're together. And the other one is I love when I know everyone's in the house at night. Do you know what I mean? I can finally go to sleep. I can turn out the lights and I can sleep. You're snoring because you know I'm on stay awake duty. And you know that I will not sleep until the kids are in our house. And if they're not, I will wake you up. So, right?
Are you telling this as if I didn't know?
Well, but I totally agree with you. But what I will tell you, having had one now out of the house because he's 28.
Sure.
That once they're out of the house,
right.
you don't think about it. You don't think about it unless they come back to visit and they're staying with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're right back into, it's midnight. Why aren't they here? Yeah. Where are they? And they've been on their own forever. So you, that will dissipate.
I'm telling you, it does. I believe you.
Because you're going to be spending nights and nights and nights not knowing where they are anyway. And you finally get used to that new normal.
But I know what I'll do every night. I'll be like, good night. Love you.
No,
and then
you won't.
Wait till I get the text back. Oh, yes, I will, Jill.
I'm going to tell you, you're going to make yourself nuts if you do that.
I do.
I will miss.
You're right about that.
I liked it when they were around 15, 16, they could start watching movies, adult movies.
Yes.
So I like sharing those things with them, movies and different experiences. Yeah. And so, but now they don't really want to watch movies with us anymore.
Yeah. And the holidays, like I'm going to fight to get them here for every holiday, but that's important to me.
I completely agree.
The 4th of July, like every holiday, Veterans Day. I don't care what the holiday is. I want them here. I will make up holidays to get them here.
I don't doubt that.
I know.
I will say my favorite thing, even though I don't like football season because I lose my husband for the better part of a Sunday afternoon.
Sure.
What I love so much is when all of the kids are in the house, because they're all boys, so between us we have four.
Right.
And they're all watching the game, and I'm in the kitchen making whatever, and they're screaming, and they're I love that. And I love in the summertime when we're all in the backyard and they're playing cornhole.
Yeah.
Or we're playing, you know, volleyball or whatever. That's the stuff that.
Yeah.
So it's this, you know, it's that.
So that's our next. This is what we have to do now. Let them go, but then hold on to them for these events.
That's exactly
is that what we're doing.
But we can't do a bouncy house anymore. So we have to do some, like maybe a margarita bar or whatever.
Maybe.
Jonathan's like,
oh,
I don't know.
What events can we do for 20-year-olds? Like, what?
I just told you, beer pong. Well,
21 drinking, right? Oh, yeah, 21.
Yeah, well, welcome to 21.
We've got that college age, right?
That's what they want
to
do.
I know, but we have to do something that would.
The more events you have, the less they will want to come to your events.
Oh,
that is my male perspective.
Okay, but can I tell you?
See, that's important, though.
We do a really good.
You said I first.
I did, and then I corrected because now you're back in my life. You're back in. We do a caroling party every year.
That is so
And much there fun. Was a time that our kids were like, they did not really enjoy being a part of it, but it was you're a part of the family, you're coming with us. And now they're asking how many friends can they invite?
See, that's
so,
genius.
There
that's
you go.
Genius.
I've been planting the seed for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's working.
Okay, so it takes organization. Well,
yeah, you got to start planning ahead.
3 maximum yearly events.
Okay.
And they will be at all of them. You go 5, they'll
all
start
right,
to...
All right. I'll keep it to 3.
Yeah.
But here's what
Halloween
happens.
Worked.
What do we do?
We made it happen.
Because we all have boys.
Yeah.
Is when they have a girlfriend who wants to go to her parents.
Oh, my heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've always had a rule that they can only date an orphan. So, or somebody of a different religious faith, so that I can always have Christmas.
Right.
And, I mean, right now I've lucked out with my son because his girlfriend, who is stunningly beautiful, and I love her parents, but they don't live in town. So the good thing is they're also from a different country, so they don't celebrate Thanksgiving and they don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
So
what do they celebrate?
Diwali.
Okay.
And
what do they do in Diwali?
I have absolutely no idea, but I would like to know because I'm sure it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you write in and let us know at the podcast, Instagram, what it is to you and what happens on those days.
On those days. Nestorspodcast.com.
There you go. I'd like to learn.
Well, we have a lot of learning to do.
Yeah.
We have a lot of learning to do, and this is, you know, an evolving process for all of us.
Planning, exploration.
Yeah, we've got, it's all
romance.
And that's where, that's my cue.
Yeah.
But you guys have a nice romantic fun time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to the market.
Now? You mean now?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go to the market.
All right.
This is very strange. All right.
I got to get,
we have approval? Are the kids out of the house?
I don't know about that, but I have to get Grant, so I'm out.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, Jill.
Can you shut these three cameras off on your way out?
I will absolutely.
We can keep one on.
No.
I'm going to take my mic and leave.